an appeal for missions, birthday and holiday gifts. On birthday anniversaries and at the holiday season, people are accustomed to make gifts to one another. The thoughts, the interest, and devotion are directed to human beings, while God is forgotten. On birthday occasions, the children are taught to expect gifts and attentions for themselves. Too often, self-gratification is the lesson given. The mind is turned away from God to self. This is as Satan would have it, but Christ desires to teach us a different lesson. On these occasions, He desires that our thoughts shall be turned to God's great goodness in the work of salvation, and He invites us to unite with Him in His mission of sacrifice. For our sake, Christ gave Himself to a life of self-denial and poverty. He was without luxuries, without adornment, without houses or lands. He said, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head." He gave Himself as a sinless offering, that men might have opportunity to return to God. Today, the heavenly watcher waits to see who will appreciate this inestimable gift. He is waiting to see who will show their gratitude to Him by self-sacrifice for those He died to save. How have we shown our love for Christ? How many have allowed their attention to be diverted from Him to their own pleasure, their own enjoyment? We are all taking sides, and by the choice we make, we are either honoring or insulting the One who, for our sake, became poor, that we, through His poverty, might be rich. Those who refuse to receive and obey the Lord's instruction show contempt for the sacrifice made for them, and will be called upon to answer for the choice they have made. Upon no occasion let words be written or spoken that will cause the people to think that they are not expected to give to the cause of God. No man in any position has a right to say by pen or voice, "We will not call upon you for large offerings this year." Thus they encourage others to think they have done all they should do. It will be time enough for us to think this when we can look up to heaven and say, "Lord, we have called upon Thee so much that we will not ask Thee for gifts this year." How would human beings live if the blessings of heaven were not constantly flowing to them? God gives constantly that we may give constantly. There is no time when gifts and offerings should not be presented in accordance with the resources which God has provided. The most costly service we can render, the most precious offering we can bring, is but meager when compared to the wonderful gift of God to our world.